The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Whoa. It's 5:45. My name's John. Welcome to the funeral march. There's Brady. There's Vesely. There's Toledo. Hello, Seattle. I'm listening. There it was, everybody. The backdoor sweep. The backdoor sweep. God damn backdoor sweep. To the Milwaukee Bucks, the tip of the cap. That was a tough one. But what are you going to do? The sky fell. It's officially fallen. And that no parade.
Fell hard.
Damn it.
That first 7 minutes looked like high school basketball.
It was terrible.
Nobody was hitting anything.
The nerves were clear. I was wondering, that was that moment when I thought, is this too big for everyone on the floor? is this spotlight too big for every single player on the floor? And the answer was no. There was one guy who became legend. I talked to a friend of mine last night who's been in sports stuff for years, and he said this may be one of the top five individual performances in sports history. What you watched last night was epic. It was special. That was ridiculous. And you can't be in a close game with a guy like Giannis saying, I'm going in every time, and you're not doing a thing about it. And I'm also going to hit outside shots, not going to miss a free throw. I'm going to block anything I can. You're going to look soft next to me. You're going to look slow next to me, and you're going to look weak. And he did what LeBron does. When LeBron did that to the Warriors a few years ago, and it was like, this guy's doing it alone. I mean, he had Kyrie on the other end, but you were not going to stop that one individual. The Suns don't have that guy or a guy that caliber quite yet. Maybe someday.
I understand
Booker,
that.
You got beat by a dude who scored 51 of their 105 points because the rest of the team was wilting in the heat, period. That's it. I mean,
how many were? 18 of them? At least we're on
the free throw line. But look,
that's the thing that gets me. I mean, it always frustrates me on the NBA. I know it's always that way. I never get used to it.
Yeah, the fouls.
But I don't think it's definitely not equal.
Well, it's
as
aggression.
Far as any time, it just seems like three quarters of the time the guy drives, there's going to be a whistle.
That's
blow.
Because he's aggressive and the other guys are showing weakness.
But when
I didn't feel
it was the other way around.
Because he showed aggression on the other side. When Giannis was blocking shots, it was because the Suns went in weak and he went in strong.
Yeah, I'm not talking about fouls that he committed, but anytime we would show aggression, it's like, wow.
Anytime anyone's in his general area, there goes a whistle.
It's true. Yeah. But that's just how the game is.
It's just frustrating.
Those guys on the floor know more than anybody that when you show aggression going to the basket, you're more than likely going to get the whistle. When you show a little weakness and the other team is showing strength, they're going to be the ones that look like they made the play. And
I just didn't think there was consistency on both sides.
I think the refs got way too involved in the
they
game.
They did, but, and that's why I was saying the consistent part of it was like, wow, I understand that you call it there, but how do you miss that?
Look, Ayton gets five fouls on Giannis. If any of those little flippy wrist rolls he was doing are straight at the basket, I'm not going to make it, but I'm going to make somebody hit me, aggressive dunks. He's soft because he's 22. Everybody's all over him right now, and maybe rightfully so at this point. He's soft. He's a volleyball player. He tips the ball to himself. He was outstanding defensively. His hands were active. But on offense, he's a guy who likes to roll it in. Even on that one that was a clear dunk for him, he laid it in. That's his mentality. He doesn't have that attack the basket mentality. And you saw what attack the basket mentality looks like last night. Maybe the best I've ever seen other than LeBron and Michael. And you've got a guy who has got to learn that. And I don't know that. I don't know that's in Aiton's head.
We don't have one guy on our team.
You do.
Every once in a while.
But he doesn't. He's not a scorer. You don't have a leader that can do it. You don't have a guy. I mean, Devin Booker can do it. But from the outside in, Devin Booker is not going to be the guy that drives every single time and goes in strong. He's going to end up in trouble because these big guys will just stand in front of him. Aggression wins out. The Suns are an aggressive team. They're not nearly as aggressive as the Bucks, and that showed in the last four games. And they were in it. The Bucks did everything they could to hand that game away. I mean, they played a terrible, terrible first half. And the Suns did, too. The unfortunate part is they matched them. They played.
And that's where I thought, I thought there'd be a little hangover from the game before for the Bucks.
And there was.
It was both.
There was a hangover for both of them. Both of them played fantastic games two games ago. Last night, both of them came out with that spotlight on them and looked like a WNBA game. It was horrible. But you're sitting there watching, after the first quarter,
it's
you're
tough
like,
because the formula was there. I mean, Holiday, you're seeing he's way off, and they're D'ing him up.
Terrible.
And like, this is where we got to.
Giannis was the only one keeping him alive. He had like 10 points in the first quarter, and you're like, Bobby. Without him, there's nothing. And then Portis comes in and drops a couple. You're like, watch that dude. But Cam Payne came in and saved the Suns first half. He came in and dropped a couple shots and gave him energy. He's like, all right, guys, come on. This is not bigger than us. And you got two bench guys came in and kind of settled the whole score. But that first half, the Suns had every opportunity to pull away and make that happen. They were in a tight game at home with what was about to become a Kobe, Michael, LeBron-type guy. And you forget that dude is that. Yeah, the refs called a weird game. I didn't see it. I don't blame refs for any games like that. It was maybe imbalanced.
No, that's just the way
nobody can bitch about refereeing. But they just got involved in times when they weren't. A couple plays earlier for the exact same. They called it soft and physical, depending on their mood. It wasn't an evenly consistently called game.
Yeah.
But besides that, the Bucks win it. And it's kind of weird.
They were the better team.
Well, at the end, they had the player that was going to make them go over the top. It was pretty evenly matched. If nobody went stratosphere, and you had one of those epic performances, and the whole thing.
Give it up to it's Holiday and Middleton. Whatever they did, it did feel like. They shut Booker down.
Booker had the first half. He was
they're doing something there that would annoy him enough that he did at the end have a great look.
Yeah, they just didn't hit any clutch shots.
He was frustrated.
It was late.
Tell.
Suns didn't hit any clutch shots, and then you're putting it on them.
Yep.
Like you must hit these shots. Yep. And if you miss it, you're gonna start gripping. They didn't have a clutch shot.
And you're
shot.
Used to them usually doing that.
Nope. They kept it. They kept it close. And when it was time to get that clutch shot, they didn't hit it.
I don't think the Suns have the size either.
Not
they couldn't compete.
The Bucks are huge.
They are huge.
And the Suns need a guy.
But even kind of against Clippers, I kind of thought the same thing.
The Clippers are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Suns need a giant. They need a guy.
They just have three big bodies to rotate in there.
Right.
They're just big people.
For fouls, some rebounds.
Yeah.
They're not going to get a lot of a lot of points out of them.
Their guards are gigantic. Their front line is just massive. They're a big team, and the Suns are not. And the Suns are a finesse team. And once they figured out the backcourt, the full court press on Paul, put a dude right on Devin Booker and trip him up and,
frustrate him.
Because they're not afraid of Mikal Bridges and they're not afraid of Jay Crowder. We'll live and die with those guys getting their 14 points on a good night. They're not afraid of that. They're afraid of Devin Booker. Not only are they pressing him, they got a guy standing right behind him if he gets by. So it was just the Suns didn't have that option to be – I can take this game over. Nobody could take the game. Chris Paul started to and then didn't. They just don't have a takeover guy. They need to, and maybe it's Ayton. Someday Ayton will go. I mean, you looked at the pictures of Giannis when he came into the league, and he's put on 55 pounds since his first. And you forget, Ayton is getting killed today. There's all across the media, on all the ESPN shows and everything else. DeAndre Ayton's going to get
complete
killed.
Complete bust.
Number one overall pick, and can he get it in his head? And you saw Chris Paul yelling at him like, you need to – and he's been doing it all year. You got to be more aggressive. And maybe he just doesn't have that. Maybe he
whether or not it computes or
– Right. And what you can do with him is make him like a Hakeem Olajuwon type and go get yourself a giant to stand in the middle and put him at forward. I mean, there's going to be some moves made because you just saw – how close they got, and they're going to have to stay relevant. It's crazy, but losing a 2-0 lead and a backdoor sweep is brutal. Brutal.
They're going to have to make some moves for next season because, you got Kawhi coming back.
Yep.
It's street clothes will be back.
Street clothes is back. You got Klay Thompson coming back. People don't know about Jamal Murray and those guys, that's huge. And, you know, there are players that are going to come back. The West, the Suns are probably the sixth or seventh best team in the West when everybody's healthy.
And who knows what the Lakers are going to do. The
Lakers are going to make a trade. Maybe for Chris Paul. Maybe Chris Paul goes to the Lakers because he's got to chase
the
title.
The game.
Yeah. He's got to chase the title. They're best friends.
With that bottle of tequila.
Yeah. They're best buddies.
Closing that deal.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers just said, let's make a run here. One more for LeBron. Let's get Chris in this. AD's got to stay healthy, and you got a point guard like that. I mean, they've already pretty much given up. I wouldn't be shocked. And now you got to make that decision if you're the Suns. Does Chris Paul come back? I think I've said it before. I think if they'd have won it, there's no question you give him his $40 million a year for the next 2 years and just let him have his victory lap. Because if the Suns got a trophy out of it, that'd be great. They didn't. And now you got to start thinking they didn't because of their deficiencies. And Chris Paul is 37 years old, and that's tough to give $40 million to a 37-year-old who didn't get you the title. Got you there, didn't get you the title. Now the rest of the guys need to step up. It's Booker's team. This is Devin Booker's team starting today. And it was fun. I got all these emails of people blaming me for this. The one person's like, you asshole. Hang on, let me find that one. We'll start with that. I always like to start with a letter that starts that way. That's how I remember Christmas starting. You asshole. Normally, I would address an email as John, but you did sucker me back into becoming a diehard Suns fan. I'd quit on them, too. Today, you're an asshole. I'm a very passionate sports fan, so when I'm all in, I'm all in, and I jumped out of the Suns because I couldn't take the heartache anymore. You were right. This is a very easy team to love, so I was all in again. But F you and F this. This don't hurt as much as 93, but it still hurts. But I want to thank you for bringing back the passion I have for the Suns. And tell you to go F yourself. Sign Julie. That's a girl writing me that letter. And as much as I hate to admit it, John, the better team won. That is true. This one says, hey, John, my condolences on the Suns. A great run. Sucks it ended without a title like you. I got right back in. All in. Great series. I'll take solace in one thing. We lost to a super likable superhuman like Giannis Antetokounmpo. It would have been miserable had we lost to those insufferable title-chasing pricks from Brooklyn. Yeah. It's now back to Phoenix sports fans motto. We'll get them next year.
I feel a little of that.
Yeah, this guy says, nothing for nothing. I should have known. I'm a Liverpool fan. Once every massive amount of time do I support a winning team. Wake-up song suggestion, I'm a loser by UFO. Guy's feeling it today.
Wow.
It's him and all. He brought it into his other teams. This one says, not really an NBA fan, but it sure was getting fun caught up in this excitement. As a fellow Cubby, I sympathize with losses like this. I wish all the Suns fans a great year next year. No second place parades. It emphasizes losing, signed Kevin. He's absolutely right. And we'll get to that parade thing because I started hearing that chatter last night. The players don't want to do that.
No.
They don't want to celebrate the Bucks championship. Don't do it to them. And Antonio sums up for everybody. I really thought they were going to win this thing. Damn it. Now I need therapy. This blows. It's true. It makes everybody was down. My texts were just.
Oh, yeah.
Just everybody. This stinks, man. I can't stand it. It's sports. You had fun. And now the emails are coming in. F Chris Paul. Let the Lakers have him. He's a curse.
they were mentioning that.
Ooh, over he is kind of a playoff curse.
Yeah.
He's a curse. Get him out of here. They didn't want to run you out on
Send
a rail.
Him to LeBron.
Boy, that's a spoiled fan base that hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years, and they go to the finals, and it's like, get rid of that guy that got us here. And people were screaming that. Get Ayton out. Get Ayton out. No, come on. Ayton was crazy good on defense the first two quarters. He just was – the moment was too big for him. He's young. He shriveled when it was like, hey, now go put the ball in the basket. Like, this giant I'm guarding is right there. I don't know if you guys can see it. Giannis is just a bigger, better player than anybody
Need some
in
help.
Basketball.
Need some help.
He's 26 years old. You watched him become that. He went to another level, and he was already a two-time MVP, and he went to another level. That was unreal. It's that moment when you realized, okay, God damn it, Tom Brady just did this thing where he might be mentioned in that group.
It made me upset to. I question Milwaukee's fan base. They just didn't seem like to show up for the game.
Yeah.
Only 65,000 out in the parking lot.
Well,
that was crazy.
Boosted that to 72,000.
Yeah.
They got 20 inside, so they got 100,000. I looked up
that's showing
what's the
up.
Population of Milwaukee. It's 580,000 people. You had a like 20% of the city standing in that spot as a huge soft target, as I looked at it.
Watch out for COVID.
Yeah, and COVID is just – if we keep
Van
talking
Gundy
about COVID.
Was funny.
Yeah.
Fauci's
having a heart attack looking at this. It's true. You looked at that last night. And if Milwaukee doesn't have a massive outbreak of the Lambda variant, I don't know what they're calling the new one now, but you got – Delta and
they're
Lambda.
Protected
and,
by the cheese.
Look, I don't know what it is. Maybe if you eat cheese and drink loads of beer and are just kind of a
no way. Brady got it.
That's right.
He does that.
That's true. We thought that's right.
I moved out of Milwaukee. You know,
you eat loads of cheese though.
We can stop talking about COVID if Milwaukee doesn't see a massive spike. Half the damn city was outside, and you got to remember that there were sports bars all over Milwaukee that were packed full too. So what we saw were the people willing to stand and watch one giant TV from a quarter mile down the road. I don't know why that would be a thing you'd want to do outside of just be down in that mix. And then all their sports bars were full, and people were gathered. So if Milwaukee doesn't have like an 80% spike, it's time to just shut the f*** up about the COVID because it's over. We're talking about masks again. We've had 4 days in a row over 1,000 here. And we're like, maybe we should
83% or the Delta variant?
No. We're not worried about it, and it's cooking along. If you didn't get vaccinated and you catch it, sorry about that. If you did and you catch it, you'll be okay. But my God, that last night was like, okay, if anybody whispers COVID and this is still an acceptable thing, we're fooling ourselves into trying to scare everybody into buying more masks. I don't know if the mask companies are in that. It's silly.
Anyone in the front row of that game, you know, masking up the whole time in the bench. Mm. At the end of the game, forget about it.
My favorite part of that whole thing is when Monty Williams, the coach of the Suns, is yelling at the refs. He pulls it down every time he talks, and then his coach comes over, gets off the bench, has his mask, and pulls it down to talk to Monty. I'm like, this is pointless. You guys are only keeping that on when no one's talking. You're spitting all over each
Symbolic.
Other.
Symbolic.
It's just all optics. It's all silly show. But and meanwhile, you got 80,000 idiots shoulder to shoulder within a tenth of a mile of each other, outside, no masks at all. But Monty's got to wear a mask with his coaches because he spit a lot when they talk. It's crazy. But, yeah, so Suns fans, Phoenix, I don't know what we're going to do with our time now. I really don't. I don't know what else there is to – it's pretty much
– football, baby.
All right. It's pretty much dominated our
– Well, Friday
landscape.
We got the opening ceremonies.
The Olympics are in.
Maybe.
Yeah, if Japan doesn't decide to just burn it all down, you know. You could be on your way to a thing, and then right like before it starts, somebody calls it off.
Yeah.
It's happening to the Olympics.
Yeah,
happened to Brett yesterday. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's dominated everything we've felt as a city since, God, what has it been, the middle of May? When we started to watch them, like, they're going to be the number one seed, and then the season ends and the playoffs start, and it's just everything everybody's been talking about. That Lakers series was forever ago.
Being a Phoenix fan, you don't even have baseball to tie you over because the Diamondbacks are so horrible.
That's a good thing. You need a break. Could you imagine if the Diamondbacks teased you with another one and then the Cardinals? And people are getting real amped up about this Cardinals team with the J.J. Watt and the D-Hop and the Webster at quarterback. You got a lot of stuff they're excited about. So they're going to start feeling that tingle in their belly in 2 weeks when preseason starts. My God, man.
Has Fitzgerald made a decision yet?
Nope.
Because I know he's at the game yesterday. They showed him there. Yeah.
He's a minority owner of the Suns.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying.
Around. But no, he hasn't said whether he's coming back or not.
Wow.
Which kind of holds them a little bit hostage on what they're fine. Yeah. The receiver, he's like their fourth option now, which is not a bad thing to have. But yeah, you start talking about football. I guess football is what we do now. Because Love Island is the only other thing I've been interested in outside of basketball. And I'm thinking about basketball while I'm watching Love Island. It's not easy right now. So it's got to turn it off. Your brain has to just shut off. The pain, it doesn't hurt as much. I got an email from a guy, a Warriors fan, who's like, you were making fun of the Warriors for losing a 3-1 lead. Is this not the same? First off, they were 72-9.
No, it's worse.
Yeah, they were 72-9. Your guys were on the precipice of being the greatest basketball team ever. You can't compare the two. You know, the Suns just got... And just like the Warriors did that year when LeBron took the series over, you're like, they have no answer for this. He can do anything he wants. Now, when a team's shooting 30-something percent and one of their players scores 50 points and they get barely over 100, you got beat by one guy. The rest of the team scored 50 points. That's amazing.
I don't think you can game plan and say, we're going to give him his 50. We just need to get the rest of it.
You can game plan by saying, don't let him beat you. But if he's going to, he'll get his. But don't let the other guys, you know, don't let anybody else come in and knock you around. And Portis, they just did it. They're just 4 games in a row, the Suns didn't have any answers for that monster. And when he got healthier every game. So it was a good run.
There was the slight thing when he went in for try to block a shot, tweaked his back. He was holding his back. Like, oh,
everybody,
maybe this is it.
Yeah. And Suns fans, we all thought the same thing. It's like, I don't want to win this on injuries, but if he goes down, I'm not too unhappy about it. Like
he played 3/4 of the game, at least.
And that would have been a great moment, too, for him and the game, if he had to come out because he banged into that thing and then held his back. I'm like, oh. I even screamed. I'm like, oh, he's hurt. He hurt his back. And they said, yeah, he comes up the court holding his back. Bottom line, Suns didn't win it. Didn't get it done. Second place is good, but it's not enough. If I hear anybody start talking about a parade, I'll go down there with a flamethrower myself and put a stop to it. I'll be the weirdo in the 16th floor dropping water balloons on people at any building you can find. I will be the most staunch advocate. I'll call governors. I'll start screaming about tax money. I'll be angry about everything if they try to do a second place parade. Because you're going to hear these dip media people that think that's a great idea because it's good. Think about why. They get to send their news coverage teams down there. They get something to talk about. They invent a news story if they do a second place parade. Look at all the fans. And anybody that shows up is just too coddled by their mother. A real man understands you don't celebrate second place. You don't do your job to get beat by someone else and then go, I did a great thing. I should be patted on the back. Second place. I don't even like silver medals in the Olympics. I think they're stupid. You got to stand next to the winner while his and they rub it in. We're only going to play his anthem. You know that, right? We'll raise your flag a little lower. His whole country is now better than yours. Like, why do I have to stand up there for this? Well, because you came in second. Yeah, let him have the glory.
First place loser.
First place loser is not. And bronze. Don't even get me started on bronze. I'm the weirdo that, like, everybody gets a ribbon. I'm like, one person should get a ribbon. I don't think anybody should get them. I think they should be special. Yeah. Participation trophy? For what? You can show up anywhere.
Well, that's part of the battle.
It's not T-ball.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. And T-ball, you shouldn't do it. T-ball, you just give, like, a, hey, you showed up all the time. Yeah, you don't give trophies out at the end of T-ball. That's the practice round. I don't like any second place anything. When we get ratings, and if we get beat by like a Mexican station or something, it's disappointment. I tell Larry, it's garbage. This is garbage.
Well, get used to the diversity, equity, inclusion staff member at schools. That's happening more and more.
I don't know what that is.
That basically diversity, what's equity, happening. So I just talked to a buddy of mine yesterday that said at my alma mater, UAA, Upper Arlington High School.
Yeah.
They have Golden Birds. Second in charge is the DEI guy.
Right.
And so, and what's
that
mean? Oh,
your school's too white.
Well, right. But right. Now it's now no longer is going through that side of it. It's like, this is what it's determined. In other words, one of the first things that he did was eliminate anyone in the Sports Hall of Fame. Any awards, like someone that came out of football, any of the seasons that they had a 13-0 season, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, out of the school.
The diversity, equity supervisor.
Yeah, they do not want to put anyone in a higher line of accomplishments.
Who was the best team ever? So even the crappy UA Bears that lost their, you know, they were 3-7.
All the same.
They get as much. So nobody
no
can have
accolades
a 13-0 seasons can be celebrated.
Yeah, everyone's equal.
Because it rubs it into the team that sucked.
Yep. And it's.
Really?
Yes.
That's just dumb. That's stupid. So like Dobson High School where I went, 1987.
Yeah, if you had an amazing
state
run.
Champ.
Or you have world record on there in
high
amateur,
school?
Yeah, or like a high school pretty record impressive. In the United States for.
So they're getting rid of the records. They're getting everything.
Yep.
Dobson High's 87 championship with the great Derek Zellner and Coach Clark can no longer be celebrated with a diversity, equity,
at the high school.
Inclusion
no,
thing.
No.
So the cruddy team
display booth.
Okay. That I was sitting there watching while I went to school.
Yep.
I think our quarterback's name was Ray Lewis.
Put it in storage.
Not the Ray Lewis. No, I did not go to Dobson.
So you got swept 4 games. That's okay.
You still won. The hearts and minds.
That sucks.
Nope, you lost. No.
That sucks.
Disagree, and your school is a bunch of miserable puss bags, Brady. That's all that comes down to. Nobody standing up to it tells me that they're all in. Everybody needs to start staking.
They aren't, but they can't do anything about it.
Sure they can. They could. Yeah. They're too lazy to go do anything.
Yeah, probably.
About it. That's basically, it's like they're just going to bitch at their bridge parties and when they're playing Mahjong. Can't you believe a high school? No, you believe this woke nonsense. I'm not going to do a goddamn thing about it except for bitch to you guys, but. Yeah, you got to go down there as a group and say, that's stupid. We're celebrating this. The championship teams get celebrated. That's it. Second place, sorry, doesn't count. I mean, unless you're, you know, like you're sitting there. A marathon isn't about placing. It's about finishing. Unless you're racing in it. You know? Like if you're a person who does it, like you're not going to worry. Your place is, I'm just going to go. I got to do this for myself. But you see these Kenyans. And they go off ahead of the citizens. So there's a competition, and then there's just the achievement. And achievements are different. This is a competition. If you're in a competition, first place is the only one that matters. That's it. I don't sit there and say, hey, Woody came in 18th place. Good for him. Nobody's happy about that. He'll never come in 18th place. That show.
You don't think Tripp would be happy with 18th for him?
The poor Vine is doing better. The one he's dying on, then it's crazy. But, yeah, I just don't look at that as a success. If you're in something that has a ranking system in the end and you aren't satisfied with first, you're never going to be first.
Take competition out of the equation.
Yeah, you're never going to be first if you're not satisfied with only first. That's the only thing it can be. I'm pretty happy with fourth place. Well, then you're not a competitor.
Don't worry about it. There is no fourth place.
I know. That's ridiculous. Well, that's just dumb. If that thing holds at your school, there's just PC principal and... And
well, it's
the strong woman that's in charge next to him.
They just paid, half a billion. They scraped the old high school, built a new one, new stadium.
Oh.
And then they brought this in.
So there's some money
in their ranking. Now. It's a prime example of throwing money at it. Makes you go up higher in the educational thing.
Well, that's why I like Jeff Bezos so much. The man built a dick and took it to space.
And what do you do when he steps out of the... You know what? You get $100 million.
Yeah,
you
started
get
handing money out to people. He's like, this dude just swung his dick.
I like you.
He swung his dick above Earth. He dangled it over the Earth for a minute. That was pretty sweet. I enjoy that. That's how you win. That's how things get done.
You see, he's got already, they're trying to figure out, okay, they know they're going to do more space rides between he and Branson. What's it going to cost? Right now, they're figuring Branson's tickets are $250,000 apiece.
Right. We'll wait for that.
Already got some reservations.
Sure.
Bezos has $100 million already reserved. Yeah, they're saying if it's that price, I'm in.
At $100 million,
$100 million already.
No, 100 million
committed.
People, I think.
Oh,
two reservations. Yeah.
Gotcha. I was going to say, you get people all over the world have cash. It's good, and you want to be first. We wanted to be first to the moon. These two wanted to be the first to get into. They're good. It's good. First place, no parade. And if you think about, but I'd love to go cheer on the guys. No. I mean, the airport would have been a nice thing. I don't know that you were allowed to greet them. That would have been a cool, like, hey, great job. That was it. That's it. Those guys don't want to sit in a car and wave at you.
Hi,
go,
we lost.
We lost. Yeah. Hi, losers parade. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. You throw your glove at Jonas and you tell him, just like Lupus and Tanner did, take your trophy and shove it up your ass and wait till next year, Yankees. And then you drink beer under underage beer drinkers. That's what you do. The bad news bears this thing. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, we're going to start seeing that stuff. I'm surprised that I want to now build a wing on Dobson. I want to put funding in to celebrate the 87 championship because I don't think they'll ever have another one. State title, 1987. Good on you, Mustangs.
DZ.
That's right. DZ led them. There were no other players on the team. He was the offense.
He was Giannis?
Cardboard cutouts, and he did it himself. Yeah, he scored all the points. He completed passes to himself. He was amazing. Yeah, we would never have a second place parade. My dad would. My dad didn't want to go to the 93. We were addicted to the 93 Suns. Like, going to that parade was, what are they having a parade for? He was right, 100%. Satisfied with second? Guess what? You're always going to get. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. Even though we're all kind of down, it's 98 KUPD. We'll scream it. Thanks, Suns.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.